There were two patches on the jacket. One read U.S. Army and showed a bird, the eagle bird, not the hoo-hoo bird. The other patch was a name, Randall Flagg. Mordred discovered, also with no surprise, that he could read easily. Because if you're anything like your father, the red one, that is, then your mental powers may exceed mere communication. The man in the parka tittered. He didn't want Mordred to know he was afraid. Perhaps he'd convinced himself he wasn't afraid, that he'd come here of his own free will. Maybe he had. It didn't matter to Mordred one way or the other. Nor did the man's plans, which jumbled and ran in his head like hot soup. Did the man really believe the thinking tap had closed off his thoughts? Mordred looked closer, pried deeper, and saw the answer was yes. Very convenient. In any case, I believe a bit of protection to be very prudent. Prudence is always the wisest course. How else did I survive the fall of Pharsin and the death of Gilead? I wouldn't want you to get in my head and walk me off a high building now, would I? Although why would you? You need me or someone now that yon bucket of bolts has gone silent, and you just a babbo who can't tie his own clout across the crack of his shitty ass. The stranger, who was really no stranger at all, laughed. Mordred sat in the chair and watched him. On the side of the child's cheek was a pink wheel, for he'd gone to sleep with his small hand against the side of his small face. The newcomer said, "I think we can communicate very well if I talk and you nod for yes or shake your head for no. Knock on your chair if you don't understand. Simple enough. Do you agree?"